Discord and the Ponyville Players Dramarama, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 7, written by GM Barron and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. The Open Market. It was a peculiar day in Ponyville. No, it wasn't one of those days where everything was just perfect and dandy. There was a slight crookedness to the position of the sun, an intangible strangeness to the shape of the clouds, and a funny feeling going around. Though it is true that the day had begun like any other. First, with Princess Celestia raising the sun from her royal balcony in Canterlot. Everywhere across Equestria, ponies woke and began their days. In Ponyville, it always started with the sounds of birds chirping their sweet morning song, followed by the bustle and shuffle of the little school ponies trying not to be late for their first lesson, and finally the town's ponies trotting to their various social and work engagements with expectant smiles upon their faces. Then, sometime around mid-morning, it all went wrong. The familiar, wicked laughter started out soft, but grew louder with each minute. It echoed through the alleyways and whispered through the window panes of every cottage, cafe, and cake shop in town. The sound sent shivers down the town's ponies' spines and sent them galloping straight back to their homes, waiting for the storm of chaos to pass. But there was really nothing to fear. Discord, the Draconicus, the king of chaos and former tormentor of ponies, was now reformed, of all things. Unfortunately, he only had enough pony friends to count on one claw and one paw, so the residents of Ponyville still believed him to be an unpredictable terror. In fact, he was still unpredictable, but a little less of a terror. "How unexpected of me to show up today," he said, strolling through the streets with glee. "It's been far too long." Discord hadn't visited Ponyville for a long while. The last time he'd popped up in town to see his new friends, Fluttershy, Princess Twilight Sparkle, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, and Rarity, he'd scared the colts and fillies of the school just by floating past. Discord's friends had tried to comfort the young ponies and their angry parents, insisting that Discord meant them no harm. But the town's ponies were still uneasy. What sort of kooky magic could he unleash on them for his own amusement? Would it be turning their homes upside down and lifting them into the sky? Perhaps Discord would transform the pet bunnies into scary, long-legged creatures again. Or maybe he would simply change the order of the streets to watch the ponies stand there, scratching their manes in confusion, lost in their own town.